Yo, 1 2 1 2, what it do? It's your boy Skeeter Steve.
I'm Cruz.
Welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we give it to you for the culture and by the culture. Man, back in this motherfucker again, man. A lot of shit has happened. Fucking Denver Nuggets finally got one up on Miami. Saw Spider-Man, which was a dope movie. Can't front. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's dope. School's out. All these badass kids is going to be running these fucking streets.
Oh, my God.
Just hella bad, bro. Hella bad. So, I mean, hey, man, it is what it is. So, but, hey, man, we back here to do this for you. Give you all the goodies and whatnot, though, man. So, how was your weekend, though, Dom?
It was all good. I didn't really do nothing at all, honestly.
Oh, really?
No, I just seen Spider-Man. That's about it.
Okay, yeah, same here. Damn. Look at us, some grown-ass man seeing an animated movie.
I mean, shit. Well, I pay a monthly subscription. I be seeing shit I'm probably not supposed to see.
You pay a monthly subscription on what?
To see movies. What you mean?
Oh, really? You can do that?
Yeah, that's why I got early access, yeah.
Damn it, I did not know. I'm going to need that app, bro.
I mean, everybody got a Rego, AMC, everybody has it. You just got to pay $20, and you get to see 12 movies a month.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Nah, not bad.
Definitely not bad, though, man. Spider-Man, what'd you give it?
I give it a 9.
9?
Yeah.
I gave it a 10.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a 10 for me. Yeah. Which wasn't bad, though. And, I mean, it nailed it. Got real juicy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the end was good, too.
Yes, definitely. Definitely the ending was amazing. Left us in our fucking seats, and I like that. A lot of people weren't feeling the ending, and I don't know why, but for me, like, it was perfect. It was perfect, where to the point where, you know, shit, call me a conspiracy theorist. Straight up, fucking, we're gonna have two Spider-Mans.
Yeah,
I could definitely see that. I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah, definitely.
You know where, but ooh, now this would be the crazy part. For me, if they do that, I wouldn't want them to replace the actors who did the voiceovers, like the guy who voices over Miles Morales, Shamik. Shamik.
Yeah.
I had a few people say, "Oh, he's old, nigga. He's 28." How many actors that we see that are like, oh, like 28 or in their 30s playing roles as a high school kid? Fucking T.I. did it in Atlanta. I mean, I'm just saying. T.I. was like way older than that, but nigga playing a fucking senior in high school.
That's true.
In Atlanta. Yeah. In the movie ATL. My bad. ATL. And I mean, same thing, like, you know, the people that played in American Pie. They were way older, though, but they were playing as fucking teenagers. So, I mean, I don't see no problem with that. And then another person that I would give her that role, to allow her to body that role, is Miles Morales' mama, Lauren Velez. And if y'all don't know who she is, she was that cop on the Fox TV show, the female Puerto Rican cop on New York Undercover.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with her fine self. Mm-hmm. She still look good.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Nah, yeah, man. But I can see them going in that angle to bring them in. Now, as for Disney and Sony, they can work it out. Work that shit out so we can get it. Because y'all done already gave Easter eggs away where the whole universe is fucked up right now in Marvel. it's all fucked up. And it is even so fucked up where, shit, now just kind of got me thinking about it. We're going to have fucking 3 Captain Marvels in one in the movie. Let me take that back. Not 3 Captain Marvels, 2. Mm. Yeah, 2 at the end of this year. So they're up to something. Mm. Don't know what it is, but they're up to something.
That's true.
Yeah, man. But I'm like you. There were some good parts, some parts that I questioned. Definitely the part that I questioned about the ringleader of all the Spider-Mans. Like, for me, I'm all like, nigga, who made you the leader? If you really think about it, like, who really made you the leader?
True, yeah. Who did?
And that nigga was an asshole, too. He was, so. But, I mean, it was dope to see all the different cameos of the Spider-Man. And even what was so hella funny, seeing Metro Boomin got a... Got a cameo in that piece. That shit was tight. Was dope. But hold up, though. I don't know about you, but the Black Spider-Man, that nigga was cool as fuck. The one that was from the UK.
Yeah, Hobie, yep.
Hobie was the coolest fucking one.
They love Hobie.
And Hobie kept it real. Hobie was like, man, I wasn't with all this shit. He wasn't with all of it, so nigga dropped that. He dropped that little wristwatch thing where they could travel, where Gwen could get it. And you know who else, too? I ain't gonna front, though. Even though now she wanna help. Gwen was a dirtbag, bro. She set this nigga up from the whole time. So, yeah, because wasn't she in the first movie, too?
Yeah.
And didn't she go to the same school as him?
She posed, yeah.
Yeah, she did. So, how did she ended up in that nigga's universe and she's from a totally another universe and she's going to that nigga's school? How did she get in that school? Nigga, her daddy's in another universe. So like how? I need answers. Cause I'm like Sway. I don't have all the answers right now.
No, definitely.
I really don't. I don't have any other fucking answers. But all right, let's get into it. Honorable mention. Y'all already know honorable mention is something that, you know, whether if it's within the culture or not within the culture, people doing great things in the culture or even just outside of the culture. Hip Hop 50th anniversary. They're doing a concert in New York. And it's going to be Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne, Ice Cube, Ron DMC for a big, huge, epic Hip Hop 50th show in New York. Many of them are going to take the stage, and they're treating it like as baseball and as the innings. And Ron DMC is going to be the bottom of the ninth, you know, where they do the walk-off performance, and you know, and it's going to all go down inside Yankee Stadium. And I heard Yankee Stadium is pretty big as fuck, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be the same as any other baseball stadium.
But you have some that's bigger than others.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, like with football, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, the Allegiant Stadium is big, though, but punk-ass Cowboys, their stadium is up there. And ours up there, too, because we just got a brand-new stadium a couple years ago. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So we up there, but we ain't hitting them over the head with fucking ticket prices like these other ones are doing. But, yeah, though. This show will take place August 11th in the Bronx, and the doors is going to open up at 4:30 p.m. Damn, Eastern time. That's early. Mm. Damn, but just think, August 11th, 4:30. Nigga, it's going to be hot, bro. I just realized it's going to be fucking hot. And also, that's going to be on that concert list. Going to be Fat Joe, T.I., Common, Slick Rick, Lupe Fiasco, Ghostface Killah, EPMD, ASAP Ferg. And even they're going to have some female MCs there that's going to do a set like Eve, Lil' Kim, Remy Ma, and Trina. And the concert, too, they're going to pay homage to the Trailblazers, the people who started hip-hop, which is Curtis Blow, Kool Herc, Grandmaster Caz, Roxanne Shanté, Melly Mel, and Sugar Hill Gang. Sugar Hill Gang, you know, and tickets going to sell June 8th. And then on June 9th, people will get their shot, too, as well. So, I mean, this is going to be a dope lineup, though. Like, you know, I'm with you. You know, I think this would be dope, though. Wouldn't it be better, though, if they went on tour with this?
Oh, definitely would be dope if they went on tour. I know he's coming out here with some people, but not those people.
Who?
LL Cool J.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's doing it. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that.
But it's not those people.
You did say that.
Yeah.
You, yeah. Yeah, you did say that he's gonna be on tour. You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna be dope. They ain't gonna be out there. Yeah. You know, I'm here for an LL Cool J concert.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I have no problem with that.
Are you gonna be rapping on Bad?
Man, all of it.
I need
they
love.
They $100 though. I don't know.
Damn,
Uncle L.
He said Uncle L, man. Like, oh no.
Yeah, I don't know Uncle L.
Right. Right, though, but yeah, man, that's what we got. That was for our week for this honorable mention. Yeah, so let's get into it. Commentary for the culture. Danny Brown. Danny motherfucking Brown. We ain't heard that name in a minute.
Says that he couldn't go on tour, or he went on tour with Charles Gambino, mm-hmm. and that he didn't have a fun time because he was crying to his fans.
Yeah. Yeah, and pretty much saying that while he was on tour with this nigga, Childish Gambino was getting booed. And he was in his feelings. You know, during a recent episode of the Danny Brown Show, the Detroit rapper spoke on Red Veil about his experience supporting Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, explaining how he cried like a little bitch after getting booed by his fans. I mean, shit, man. Childish Gambino, he began... I remember when I did Toxic, people weren't really fucking with Childish Gambino like that around that time. Because I remember when he asked me to go on that tour, my manager was all like, at the time, like, you sure you want to do this? I'm like, hell yeah, fuck that. I'm trying to get on the road, which was, I would say, and that was like one of the worst tours I ever played.
Oh, damn. My God.
So, damn. I mean, look at it as... due time, like, you know, he gets better. Mm-hmm. Definitely get better, though. But do we give Childish Gambino a pass, or do we say, nah, nigga, fuck that around that time, nigga, you suck?
I guess he sucked, huh?
But, yeah, I mean, it happens. Mm-hmm. I feel like it happens, though. But you just live and you learn and you grow from that, and look at him now. Yeah, fucking Childish Gambino, he's pretty bigger. He, well, not pretty. That nigga is
bigger than Danny.
Yeah, bigger than Danny. Like, straight up. Like, super, super straight up. Look at my guy back here getting comfy. I feel it.
Best way to see in the camera.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, though, but, yeah, man. I mean, every experience is a learning lesson. You live and definitely. You live and you learn. All right, next up. This one threw me for a loop. I was like, holy shit. Mm. Mos Def have to forfeit Erykah Badu tour money to Child's mother.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Nigga. I know rappers have kids.
Yeah.
But this nigga, Mos Def, I can't even call you. Fuck that. I'm not even calling you by your real name.
Damn.
You're not Yasmin Bey today. Jesus. You're Mos Def. Because, yeah, nigga. Mos Def got 6 kids, though. Six fucking kids. And now he has found himself in a bit of a hiccup due to his child's mother demanding the money he'll be getting from his upcoming tour with Erykah Badu. So she ended up filing a lawsuit to the New York, to the Manhattan Supreme Court. And according to the New York Post, outlet claims that Sorrell, who is his mother, obeys 6 children. Okay, yeah. Damn, she popped out 6 in the motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's
what I was telling you. Yeah.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. Boy, he was Brian Pumper. That nigga was pumping. Pumping and gunning. And I know right now, she just looking at him like,
I be so sick, you nigga.
Yeah, you sick, but you really sick because you got 6 of them. You got 6 of them. But she won the case of $88,602 in back child support claim from the rapper. And her attorney claims that she will do whatever is necessary to get it satisfied. This matter arises out of protracted child support proceedings of family court between Karima. And the child's father read the papers this past Thursday. The papers also confirmed that Sorrell doesn't have Bae's current address. And she's also suing Live Nation, Ticketmaster, Outback Presents LLC, and Badu World Inc. to get the money judgment enforced. Damn! You taking all of them down to get your bread.
Never gonna pay up.
I'm just like, man, to all my niggas, I don't know what your situation is or what it if it's good or bad. Bro, pay the child support. Nigga, call them, hide them, do it where to the point where they could just take it out your check. You don't even see it because I do. Yeah. I'm not, and especially here in Vegas, nigga, I'm not finna go to that office on Flamingo every other Wednesday. Just go up in there and pay. No, I'm not doing it. No, no, no. I'm like that. I'm like that old white people song. I can't go for that. No, no. No, so, yeah. Get that shit paid, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he's a headliner, though, but the price that she's asking for, I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy because I think they're going to cash out more.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just really depends on where the venues are going to be at. Because me, maybe I'm wrong. I know this definitely ain't no concert. This ain't no MGM Grand or T-Mobile.
Oh.
I can see this more so being in a setting of House of Blues or the Brooklyn Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I could definitely see that. See it being as that, though. But, hey, man, most def. Get the shit together and pay, man, because you... This, bro, yeah, come on, man. I get it. Shit happens, so, but I can't defend you, nigga, if you're changing your address and, like, you moving like you, like, a ninja or, like, you know, like you Ryu from Street Fighter walking into the sunset and people asking, Ken, when are you going to see him again? I don't know. He just go wherever the wind takes him. That's how this nigga be. Straight up. Man, last but not least, Tyler Creator, back in the news again.
Yeah,
this time, this was great. Talking about how the Neptunes changed his trajectory of his life. You know, I know people got upset at me saying, well,
yeah,
it is. Yeah, the second coming. Mm-hmm. I still believe he's the second coming because he is going to take over that mantle whenever Pharrell decided to retire. And another thing on Pharrell, I did not know this nigga was 50 years old.
Oh, yeah, vampire.
This nigga don't look a day over 50, dog. Mm-hmm. Don't show no sign.
Yep.
But that just lets you know, black don't fucking crack. Mm-hmm. Straight up. Black don't crack, baby. But anyway, he had opened up about him, you know, being around that time in 2003 when he was in sixth grade, the Eagle artists began to say, you know, Sam Goody. If y'all don't know what Sam Goody is, it was an old music store. Damn, took us back. Yeah, we had a Sam Goody out here, too. See, y'all don't know about that. I mean, to my young listeners, yeah, man, Google Sam Goody. That was our sanctuary. Like, when our parents used to go either, and before I get back into this, though, when our parents either used to go to Sam Goody,
mm-hmm.
Best Buy,
mm-hmm.
Circuit City, or even way out there, Fry's Electronic, we'll be in there playing with the video games, mm-hmm. or standing at the station on the wall, listening to the CD mm-hmm. and shit.
Yeah, that ass, though.
No, like, for real. Like that's old, bro. So, yeah, he know what's up. And reminiscing into that, you know, and Kazaa, you know, the illegal music websites. But before the options of streaming, now we have, there is a thing called Real Player. A few weeks before June 3rd, someone posted a link on front on some DJ radio show on the Star Trek message board. It was a nice treat for me, given that I spent every dollar my mom could spare on any album that had Waters of Nazareth in the credits. He continued, I was stunned. 3 minutes and 57 seconds of dopamine. The groove familiar, but it sounded like the soundscapes of a different planet. The air of it, aside from grinding and what happened to that boy the year before. My ears haven't heard anything like that in the much space of it. Three percussion sounds, three bass notes, two chords, and a synthesized whistle that sounded like ice cream melting. That's crazy. Yo, that's dope. That's really, really dope. Like, for real. So, to see that and to hear about that, you know, let you know, like, he was heavily influenced by them. Like, really, really influenced by him. And, oh, yeah, too, another shameless plug. his festival, Camp Flognog, going down in November 11th, 12th in L.A. But this time, the nigga is at the motherfucking Dodger Stadium.
Nuts.
That's major.
Yeah.
That's what I said. We always talk about the three-headed monster, though, but that nigga's on that team. If this was like a starting five, title creator is four, or no matter whatever spot that you put. Like, he's staying. He's automatically staying on the team. So that fifth spot, everybody going to have to fight for that fifth spot. And I wouldn't know who I would put in that fifth spot. I would say Matt Miller, though, but Matt Miller is gone.
Yeah, definitely gone.
Yeah. And, I mean, Nip is gone. But you still have Wale. You have Crit. You have, who else came from that? Wiz. You Currency. You have a lot of those artists that came from that era, so it would be hard, like, you know, who gets that fifth slot.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you know, definitely. No, but Camp Flognog is going to be fucking bananas. Definitely bananas, though. But that's all we have for commentary of the culture this week. Wasn't too bad, though, other than Yasmin Bey-ass fucking having baby mama drama. But this nigga like to get up and disappear and shit, though. So let us know in them comments, man, like, you know, like, pretty much out of all the everything that we talked about, you know, which one that you was digging the most, you know? Because personally to me, I mean, other than that fuck shit, Tyler's was dope, and the Hip Hop 50th, and fucking Childish Gambino, you know, crying like a little bitch.
Damn.
Well, I mean, I didn't say it. Danny did. He said he was crying like a little bitch because he got booed, and that's not our fault. It's not. Why you up there laughing? But all right, let's get into this. Can I kick it? And first up, we have Jordan 2 look up in the air. The Air Jordan 2 look up in the air is a new release inspired by the colors of the classic look up in the air. Ad poster from 1987. Dressed in a Summit white, varsity red, ice blue, ice lilac Muslim in a very steel gray color scheme, this is offering the Air Jordan 2 constructive in a leather bill and suede overlay. The look up in the air skyline graphic insoles. And look out for the women's Air Jordan 2 look up in the air to release this June 22nd at select retailers and Nike.com. And the retail tag is set at $150. And this is pretty much picking up where they left off at with the Nike Skyline, the ones, and those are like on the steel right now on GOAT. Like, they're like under retail, so you can get those for like $110, $120 though. But like what I told you before in previous episodes, I'm not a fan of twos
like that.
But these, I'm fucking with them.
Yeah, definitely cop.
Yeah, what about you? You fucking with them?
Yeah.
Shit, man, what you liking about them, bro?
I like the tongue with the detail.
Okay. Oh yeah.
With
the red on the tongue. And that's so crazy how that detail is so small.
Right. Yeah. Like, I didn't
you
even notice
barely,
it.
Barely see it. Yep. You gotta like go in, squint the eyes and shit so you can fucking see that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying, though? But I'm like you, I'm liking that. I'm liking the cream, the off white cream color on there. And then the baby blue on the bottom of the shoe and inside of the shoe. So, I mean, this is dope. There's good, dope fit outfits that you could put together with that, though. But, I mean, this is not bad at all, though. So, I mean, I'm like you, bro. Like, I'm definitely here for it. And I'm not a fan of too high, so, but these, yes, that is a cop. That's definitely a cop, man. Dom, what we got up next, bro?
We got the New Balances 991 made in the UK.
Okay.
Arriving coming this month. Here is a first look at the New Balance 991 made in UK. Wash gray, just like all the others. Made in UK New Balance sneakers. The release is crafted from the brand's factory, filmed by Cumbria, UK. Dressed in a mix of gray, white, and black color tones. This iteration of the model comes color code. Constructed in a mix of mesh pigskin suede and leather, it features a gray mesh base and paired with gray suede overlays done in a washed finish. Other features include leather tongues, overlays, and ends logos with the 3M detailing the two-tone classic absorb midsole, a top black and gray rubber. Also complete the look, retailing that for $220. The New Balance 991 in the UK wash gray is set to debut in the coming months at select New Balance retailers and NewBalance.com.
Yeah, I'm liking these two-tone. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely a cop for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. That's a first. That's a first. Because I know you mess with New Balances, but not really like that. So this one had you going, huh?
I should have said it's not a cop, huh?
No, look, I'm here for it. I'm here for it though, but I'm like you, it's definitely a cop for me because
the quality of it,
and I'm liking the two tones of the different grays where you're having the light gray and the dark gray on there. And the 991's always been a dope model though, but honestly, New Balance been whooping ass lately.
Oh yeah, I definitely have.
Yeah, man, from the 500s, the 998s, the 2002s, which I'm rocking right about now. You know these brown joints, these brown 2002s, these daddies. And I mean, 140. Like, these were like literally 140. Like, you can't beat that. Definitely can't beat that. And it's a comfortable shoe, a shoe that you could definitely wear all day. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm with you on that, bro. It's definitely a cop for me.
Yeah.
Definitely a cop, man. So, last up that we have on here, none pertaining to a sneaker, but I just think this was dope and just had to share this.
Yeah.
So, they decided to do a little sneaker contest, and the kid ended up winning the sneaker contest. So, they're going to mass produce the shoe that he made. So, each year as a teacher, he has his students design their own dream shoe after learning the tools of Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator. This year, I wanted to take it a step further and have a design contest with winning students' design be made into a custom sneaker that they can wear. This design is one of my students that came up with, and now that it gets real as a sneaker, which is pretty dope. I think this is dope.
Yeah, definitely dope.
This Jordan 3 with the Virgil Off-White. You got the Air Sign. The long red Nike swoosh.
Yeah.
The grays in between the shoes. And then on the back, you can see a little bit of that off-white. And then, of course, the gray panel at the bottom of the shoe. I think this is dope. But sucks, though. Because he probably ain't going to get no check from these.
You don't think so? You don't think Nike do throw them something?
They might throw them a little something, yeah. Though. But do you think he might get royalties from this?
Ah, that's a very good question. That's the hard part right there.
I mean, it's dope.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It is a super dope shoe, but it's just one of those. It's just like, damn. Like, are you going to give him the money?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I think if it's like a fucking kid, when you pretty much a kid, they should give him. Yeah, they should give him royalties.
Yeah.
Now, if it was a nigga like us or a grown ass man, they're not doing that. Yeah, they're not doing that. So this nigga gonna have to watch his shoe being sold to everybody else. And he ain't getting nada. He ain't getting nothing.
Damn, they foul.
You don't get nothing. Nothing. But yeah, man. I feel you on that, man. I think it definitely would be dope for them to do that and give them money and give him money.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean,
you should do the right thing.
Yeah, just like, fuck, Spike Lee.
Yep.
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing, yeah.
Do the fucking right thing, man. Do the fucking right thing. And they should do the right thing, man, though. But I'm definitely here for that. And if, like, you know, we're able to get our hands on that, yes, that's definitely a cop. That almost kind of low-key look a little bit better than the 5-8-3s.
Wow.
I mean, the 5-8-3s is a classic. Don't get me wrong. That is a classic, though. But these is dope.
Damn.
These are fucking dope. But, yes. That concludes check. I mean, no, my bad. My bad. Can I kick it?
Yeah.
Dom, I just realized, bro. What? This is our first time obviously being 3-for-3 for some sneakers.
Oh, 3-peat, huh?
Yeah, we 3-peat that day. Man, y'all can see this nigga right now, bro. Like, He is like big chilling. Big chilling. I feel it. Like it, bro. I fucking like the energy. Like the energy. All right. It's about that time. Let's get into it, man. Check the rhyme. We had some cool, decent shit, you know, that came out, you know. And then going to get into one of the soundtracks of a movie that we talked about earlier. And then we got Boosie Badass. But first up, the L.A. native. Shit, man.
Casey Veggies?
Yeah, Casey Veggies. Casey motherfucking Veggies, bro.
Who you call an OG in the game, even though he's like 25.
Yeah, man, but he's been
a... No, for real, definitely.
Yeah, man, but he definitely helped shape...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Being part of being the new MCs, being ushered in into L.A., though.
Mm-hmm.
But this EP, 10 Toes Down, with the Futuristics, my guys, Mike and Keys, one of the dopest producers ever. them guys get busy, heavily busy in a major way. This joint had 5 tracks, 13 minutes and 58 seconds long, and I enjoyed every bit of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not one all let up.
Was fire, yeah.
Yes. Then, like, you know, getting to the opener, 10 Toes Down.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm on. Oh, man. Yeah, oh, man. I done been through a whole lot of shit. I can't go to sleep, I'ma grind up to my profit big. These superficial hoes might make me go and rock my wrist. I might break lil' baby down and boost her confidence. Remember out of town on them trips, we did all kind of shit. Told the label, hold on, Millie for the deal, but I can't sign it if my soul gone. Mike and Keys up on a fucking beat, the show must go on. If I touch it, it's gon' turn gold on them. Know I been that young and known as Diddy Bop.
And again, that's not a typical LA sound. Like, definitely, that gave me vibes, bro.
Oh, yeah, definitely vibes.
Windows down.
Yeah.
You know, you could be at the crib or shit in the backyard, in the front. Mm-hmm. Got your table out. Shit, you drinking.
Yeah.
Like, got some, like, look, Ducey on the rocks. Mm-hmm. Got your hookah out. Mm-hmm. You big chilling. Yeah. Big fucking chilling, bro. But after that, 10 Toes Down. Fear God, Not Them, Real Is Bad, Sunset Marquise, Sweet, and Salute. This was dope. I'm just mad that it was only 13 minutes long and could have gave us more.
Yeah.
I wanted more.
Yeah, definitely.
Damn it, Casey. Damn it, Mike and Keys. Mike and Keys, yeah, y'all my guys, so, but come on, man. Shit. Wanted more. Wanted more, man. So, shit, man, could have gave us at least 5 more tracks. Mm. That's just my opinion. Would have been a solid 10 and shit, man. It would have been good.
Yeah, a solid 10. It wouldn't have been bad.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, man. No, it would have been dope. Definitely would have been dope, though, man. But, I mean, this project, beginning to end, it's fire. Mike and Keys, KC Veggies, 10 Toes Down. You won't be disappointed. Highly recommend to listen to that. All right, next up, Metro Boomin, Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse soundtrack. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to tell y'all, because y'all heard my gripes with the Creed 3 soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
I like this a little bit better than the Creed 3 soundtrack. Because for one, songs were very... don't get me wrong, like, songs were dope, but I feel like they were more catchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Than the Creed 3.
Yeah, no, I
Creed
agree.
3, I liked it, 2 of the tracks, though, but we barely heard any other music from the Creed 3 soundtrack. Now, this, we were hearing the music throughout the movie, and
true.
I was like, oh, okay, y'all really doing y'all thing, and I fucked with it, and even it was so dope, Metro Boomin had a cameo
and he actually had words, too.
Right, that was right. They gave my nigga words in the movie, so that was dope. That was dope, though, but I mean, with this, 13 tracks, 47 minutes and 9 seconds long, dope. And I mean, this, even the fucking opener, get you, play this in the movie. Metro! Sway Lee was doing his thing, bro.
As always, I expect nothing left from
right.
I just came to my senses, yo. I stay in another dimension. Fear is non-existent. Suit up and swing through the city. Hey, annihilate. I'm wide awake. Be very afraid. I'm in my own world. Give me space. I'm in my own universe. Give me space, space. Yeah. Weezy Carter. I'm about to go Peter Parker. I'm Spider-Man. If he ain't me, he just a creepy crawler. Don't you spot the lighter. Pull up in a new Ferrari Spider. Spider web necklace with the diamonds. She turned a spider woman if a biter. I will not go back and forth with you. I see you got the black.
Right after that, this one.
Oh, sheesh. This was played at the end, right?
No, in between the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, they played it in between and played it at the end,
too. Yeah, okay, okay.
This was fire, too.
Yeah, it definitely was.
A$AP Rocky.
I don't feel I lose them my dreaming. Is them more like cars got me feeling like it's so too much I've been beaten. But I can't give up, I'm still fighting. Feeling like one, count up my ones, lacing up my favorite ones. One of a kind, one of one, the only one. Got one shot and one chance to take it. Kiss my mama on the forehead before I get the cold.
Then another one. This one was hard too. Shit, that one was good. Offset, JID, Danger.
Yeah,
this is hard too.
This
one wasn't on the movie.
Oh, okay.
But this one was.
Yeah, what part do you think?
Remember when Gwen came?
Yeah.
And then they started swinging, he started following
okay,
her.
Okay, yeah, now I remember now. Okay, yeah.
Hey, just to save you, I give all of me.
Yep,
I can hear you screaming out, calling me. It's my.
And I ain't even gonna lie, I don't mess with Corey LeRae. Mm-hmm. This is another one.
Yeah.
Heard this in the movie too.
Okay.
But I fuck with this.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge Corey LeRae fan, Corey, but this, I was like, okay, you did that with
she
this
doing
one.
It, yeah.
Yes, yeah. She did that.
She did a big one.
Right. I can't stand you.
From suburbia, small town love, fall down love, not medicated, drink too much, think too much, thoughts drowning me, I'm too hard, please don't cry, stop doubting me, you don't know love, you just show love, stop doubting me, self-love, he don't love himself, trying to love me, cuff me, told the truth to him, he don't trust me, self-love, he don't love himself, trying to.
Bruh.
Tough.
And then right after that, home, nonviolent communication, giving up not the one, and Nas Morales. And I'm going to just keep it real. I really didn't care for Nas Morales, bro.
They did that. That didn't make sense.
It really didn't.
Because even if you took it apart, like if he was from, he's from Brooklyn. Miles is from Brooklyn. Nas is from Queens. Why you do that?
Right.
I didn't get that.
Right, that was one of those.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That it really didn't make no sense. Like it really didn't though. But this soundtrack was fucking amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely correlated with the movie. Very, very tough. Very, very tough. And that was my thing going into the movie, and even with the soundtrack. And literally, like they played solid 6 songs from the soundtrack. And what more do you want?
I'm asking for no more.
Right. But this soundtrack was dope though. But you know what I'm happy about though, that we're seeing more and more is people starting to do soundtracks again.
Yeah, no, yeah, that is true. No, you're right about that one.
Yeah, I definitely respect that. Whether the soundtrack is good or it's bad,
true.
I'm just liking the fact that they're doing soundtracks again to the movie. People collab it, and then you know making songs that correlates to the movie. Like you know when we played the opener. Hearing Sway Lee saying, oh, I'm from another dimension. Yeah, like, you know, making the rhymes correlate with the movie. You know what I'm saying?
That's absolutely true.
So, and that was another issue that I had with Creed 3. A lot of their rhymes, don't get me wrong, bars is dope, but it wasn't correlating towards the movie.
I see what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, so this soundtrack was just fucking amazing, bro. You fucked with it?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Okay. Not bad, though. So, y'all, Metro Boomin. And not only that, though, man, got to get Metro Boomin his flowers, bro.
Yep.
It's dope. And that's what I liked about this soundtrack, too, once again. Of course, he used the Atlanta-based sound, though, but he was catering to everybody. Everybody, and then not only that, experimenting.
Yeah.
Like the ASAP Rocky track with the violins and the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that definitely gave me ASAP Rocky feels. Yeah, like super,
true.
Yeah.
True.
Super ASAP Rocky feels. And it's just like what I said, like the soundtrack was just definitely dope. So man, Metro definitely did his thing. Metro, We don't talk about Metro enough as a producer the way that we should, because when it comes to producers, we talk about Hit-Boy, Mike and Keys, Zaytoven, all these people though. But right, but Metro Boomin is definitely up there. You know, I could even name a lot of others. Soundwave from TDE, Tay Beast, fucking Take Keys, fuck these niggas up.
Yeah.
But I mean, yo, it's dope though. So that you won't be disappointed at all. All right, last but not least, Boosie, best rap album of 2023. 16 tracks.
Sheesh.
An hour.
Sheesh.
And 5 minutes and 46 seconds long. Before we get into the track listing, man, how you felt about this?
It was an average Boosie album. It wasn't nothing crazy. I don't know why he wanted to call it the best album in 2023.
Okay, average?
Yeah, just a regular Boosie. It wasn't mind blowing.
You want me to tell you how I feel?
What?
I'm not even going to say it, but this is how I feel.
Well, yeah, it's Boosie. I don't know what you expected.
I mean, Boosie is dope, though, but this one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This one.
That makes sense.
Rocket Man remix, Kodak Black, which is smooth. Number two, Black and Beautiful. You funny. Giant Talk, A Son's Redemption, Please Hold Me Down, 100. Shot of Love, I Don't Want to Lose, Glad I Got Him, Las Vegas Anthem. Look, I don't want no smoke, but that wasn't it.
Damn.
That wasn't it. It wasn't. It definitely wasn't it. And what else? Shit.
You might as well not even finish it if you're not going to have anything good to say about it.
Oh my God! You throwing me off right now, man.
Because I thought at least you were gonna say some songs you like. You just keep going. No, that wasn't it.
You know what, fuck it, bro. I'm gonna just say it, y'all. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's okay to say you didn't like it.
Yeah. I definitely wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
Could have it been better? Yeah, though. But I'm all like, it's typical.
Yeah.
It's like a typical, you know, ratchet.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I love my ratchet. Yeah, I love my fuck shit music. I definitely love my fuck shit music though. But this one, it.
Yeah.
This one, the one. You ain't like any other tracks from the album?
I actually liked the Las Vegas one and the Rocket Man.
You liked the Las Vegas?
Yeah. it was cool.
Okay. All right.
And then the Rocket Man. Right. Nah, his features was on point. They wasn't on, like, the main artist wasn't on point. But the feature was definitely felt the tracks.
Oh, nah, yeah, man. Nah, yeah, those shits weren't for me, bro. It wasn't, man. If I have to be honest, I gotta be honest, oh, yeah, bro. Like, it just went hit for me, though. But wasn't too bad, though. 2 out of 3. That's pretty good because I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Music just been slow than a motherfucker lately.
For real.
It normally picks up by like
you're
summer.
Right about that. Yeah, I don't know.
But man, like, it is fucking slow,
everybody
bro.
They shit for 2024.
Right, man. Like, definitely slow, man. But that concludes our Check the Rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what you're feeling, what you're not feeling. And, you know, give all these albums a listen. You don't necessarily have to take our word for all of these. This is just our opinions and what we feel about these albums, you know. But I can't front, though. That Metro Boomin Spider-Man is definitely getting added in when we do our yearly breakdown. Yeah, I'm definitely having to go back to that. Yeah. But you guys, you know what time it is. It's Classic Corner time.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
All right. This man don't need no introduction.
No, we starting early, huh?
Yeah. Release.
As the full eclipse approaches,
April 4th, 2000. And unfortunately, this is his last album.
I'm
going to just let y'all listen in peace.
Big Daddy K.
Yes, here it is, Master. We have
Cool G Rap. Rock him the Master.
Oh.
Eddie Murphy.
Why you mean that?
Because he's a funny motherfucker.
Yes,
Michael Jackson? Because he has money. Fucking dickhead.
Sorry, Master. I'm very sorry.
The heart of an Indian.
And all many guys. Yes.
The strength
buddy.
Of a black man.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
And the pride of a Spaniard. I present to you the Punisher.
Bro, this nigga don't even need no introduction,
man. Yeah.
Like straight fucking up, bro. So yeah, man, motherfucking Punisher, dog. Dog, yeah, we going there.
Earth to pun. Come in, pun. Yeah. Good levels, we good. Levels is good. Yeah. You got to watch those jokers who pop those. You know those crusty lips, not those. Is he the spot those? I can rah-rah, talking blah-blah. That's caca, chill papa, no ah. You got to watch those jokers who pop those. You know those crusty lips, not those. Is he the spot those? I can rah-rah, talking blah-blah. That's caca, chill papa, no ah. I'm quick to dumb out, run up in your crib.
Here we go. Come on, man. Oh, bro. The banger.
Mm-hmm. You can catch me in the cherry red 150. Ooh. Got the grizzly locked in the stizzy. Pop the glizzy going 60 down a one whizzy. Drunk pissy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people's just popping bottles up as soon as my label. Fuck that. Spun the UE, lost the hubcap, was back to the shack. Came back in a watch that. Straight from Paris, Jacob Debbie's baby cabbage, very yellow.
Nice.
Hot bird, cherry radish, fresh out the dealer. Yeah. Got the tech for the squealers, wear a vest for the killers. Yeah. Nothing that's cause it's realer in the Big Apple. Where it's quick to get the shit tackled. Enemies spit at your best friends, kidnap to trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yogurt, you don't need no one.
Nope.
Talking about that you owe him, I'ma go for Dolo. Scarface, what up, Manolo? When these probably solo, but he throwing bolo.
It's hard work, baby. I just lost 100 pounds. I'm trying to live. I ain't going nowhere.
Like
I'm staying alive,
but they
baby.
Don't bust fingers, and it's so hard.
That's my wife. I pay for them titties. Get your own, your was in Miami. Almost came home with.
Bruh.
Stupid.
Snap it. It's another one, bro. He did that with this. He did. Don't lie.
I said he drew her. You don't know if I got a gun. It's fun from the X side of things. But getting some of rings. Everything I want I get's by the being. It's mine. I shine like money that sound like Biggie. Fuck around my town. Boogie down my city. Come around, get pound. Do the crown, no pity. Watch the sound full pass.
This is like right here. This is like the ultimate revenge song.
Do you see me now?
I'm laughing at you.
You remember me, the guy shit, from the back though, of the class that used to wear the glasses, the one you used to laugh
the
at.
The beat was hard.
Yeah, look at me
and
now,
the
brother.
Like his verses.
Do you like fruit? Well, I'm chewing your girl's nipples. How do you like them apples, asshole? I'm laughing at you. I'm laughing at you now. You told me I was ugly. I was scared to crack a smile.
Ha! 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 Ha!
I'm laughing at you now.
Ha! 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 Ha!
I'm laughing at you.
600 bands, 20 inch rims, house on the hill, hitting mass dance. Ha! Ha! I used to load the tack with the magazine. True, I was mean, but I still had a scheme. 17 years young, everything seemed fun. Still considered a veteran, cause I feared none. Guns from the street when there ain't no rules. But carrying heat, cause he ain't no fool. Ain't no room for dollars and negative niggas. So I did it on the followers and got.
Nigga. All I'm just gonna say, bro, if Pun didn't pass away.
Oh, yeah.
Pun was gonna give Jay a run for his money. And the reason why I say that, yes, a lot of y'all, yeah, we know he won a Grammy for Hard Knock Life Volume 2. Pun was nominated the same year he was. That's why when he said, and yeah, and It's So Hard, went to Miami, almost came home with the Grammy.
He did say that.
That nigga, this is a nigga you didn't want to fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
So, today's Classic Corner is no other than Big Pun. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby is the second and final studio album by rapper Big Pun, released April 4, 2000 through Columbia, SRC, and Loud Records, and Fat Joe's Terror Squad production. It was released the same year as planned, peaking at number 3, Billboard 200. And selling 179,000 units during the week of its release. It was subsequently certified gold in July, 3 months. And later on, it would go to be platinum on October 31st, 2017. Fat Joe was the executive producer. And struggling with his morbid obesity, Pun experienced breathing problems throughout the album's recording process, slowing down his signature flow. Pun died at 28 years of age, just 2 months before the album release.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. And I mean, the album was fucking crazy, man. You know, from producers Jess Blaze, Buck Wild, DJ G-Shock, The Infinite, The Architects. And here's a fun fact that what a lot of you niggas don't know. Remy Ma was on this album.
Yeah, who didn't know that?
You'd be surprised, motherfuckers didn't know. He gave Remy Ma, like, gave her that shine spot.
Yep, definitely, yeah.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? And you know what, though? You call me crazy, though, and it's funny. I just realized, even though they're not black, but Fat Joe and Big Pun, we the only two niggas in the hip hop community. We give the niggas a pass for saying the word nigga. Because they really about that life. Mm-hmm. And from what stories that I heard about Pun, Pun was with the action.
No, for sure.
Pun was with the shits.
Yep.
Oh, man. But, the singles. Only had two singles, It's So Hard, with Donnell Jones, 100%. that we just got through playing. Mm-hmm. And I love 100% though, because even though it's hip hop, they took it and flipped it like with that whole merengue and salsa. Yep. That true. Shit was fucking, that was amazing. Like, we have, like, it's 2023, and I have yet to see anybody do that. You know what I'm saying? Take a little twist and a spin on that, man, though. But, I mean, Rolling Stone gave this album 4 out of 5. Even though they said, you know, Pun has gone out with a bang, he attacked standard hip-hop topics with witty, unpredictable, elasticity lyrics, and... you know, just his rhyme patterns was crazy. And other people were saying he would have established him both radio friendly and a rebellious icon. I agree with that, because Pun had it both. He was radio friendly and he could give you that shit. That's why I like Pun. And you know, Vibe said a triumphant final effort for one of the Boogie Down Bronx favorite super lyrical sons. It showcased Pun's mature artistic vision with newly master flows, but never ceased to move the bodies and the minds. So, because, yeah, you could definitely hear the elevation in this album from Capital Punishment.
Yeah, definitely, yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You definitely hear the elevation of it, though, man. But, I mean, this album was just beginning to end, though. It was dope, though. I'm gonna ask you, did you enjoy this album?
Yeah, actually.
Be honest.
It's close. What?
Huh?
What was you about to say?
I said, be honest. If you weren't fucking with it, bro, you can say that too.
It's close to Capital Punishment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. That's definitely fair, man. But it's just like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
That fucking obesity, man. That shit is real. And Pun, he was fucking nice. Like really nice. And like what we said, if Pun was still around, yeah, it would have definitely been some huge competition for Jay. Definitely some huge competition for Jay. Because, I mean, Pun was already, for me, Pun was already established. But I think what made him as a super lyrical threat in my eyes, he was already dope freestyling. See freestyles here and there. And I'm going to put y'all up on game. We did this Classic Corner. This is like our first year in Lace Rhymes. We did Fat Joe, Don Cartagena. Y'all go listen to John Blaze. And John Blaze on that track, it had Joe, Nas, Raekwon, and Jadakiss. And I felt like Pun, he annihilated all of them niggas. God, and damn. All of them niggas is top tier super lyricist.
Yeah, no, dead ass.
Pun verse alone was just, like, I couldn't, I like, after hearing that, I couldn't have been Nas, Raekwon, or Jay-Z and Fat Joe. Y'all want me to go in after this? No, nigga, I'm not going in after him. Like, fuck it. Jadakiss, you going after this. I got to redo my shit over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Pun was, like, his lyrical ability and just how he could do things and just the way he put words together was just fucking phenomenal, man, though. But yes, this week's Classic Corner was none other than Big Pun. Yeah, baby. Yeah, man. So we're about to get up out of here. Man. Dom. I can't thank you more enough, bro. This was great doing this with you. It's always great doing this with you. No. Got into Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Denver Nuggets versus the Heat. They finally figured a way to take down the big man. But let's just see if they stick to that game plan. Most Def and his baby mama drama. You know, hip-hop doing a huge concert in the summertime. You know, Yankee Field Stadium, Tyler Creator. You know, many more though, but I just want to just say thank you. So, for all y'all, man, you know, go on ahead, rate, subscribe, leave a comment. You name it, we own it. You name it, we own it. You name it, we own it. Spotify, iHeart, SoundCloud, Apple, Podbay, Podbean, Google, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, Twitter. Hey. Yeah, man. No, but until then, this is your boy, Skeeter Steve.
This is Dom Cruz.
Mace Rhymes. Elevators, we out.